This is Resonate with the Gathering. Mile Burial.
Darkness mapped out, illusion created. Yeah.
That last one was Lull by 10 Mile Burial.
I'm commandeering his headphones for a moment.
That's okay. It's 3:01, and you're listening to The Underworld on WSEA 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. I'm Mike, and this is Kay. Hey, Kay.
Hi, Dad.
And the show, like I said, is The Underworld. We play the best rock in New England. It's all local to New England. Today we've got an awesome guest in the studio. If you didn't hear last week when I said who was going to be here this week, then you just have to wait a minute. Or if you're anywhere on MySpace, then you probably, if you're one of our friends, then you would have seen it. But very excited about today's guests and especially what they brought with them.
Yes.
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 Let's play more music.
You want?
Yes.
Is that why we're here?
What?
Nothing. Okay, so if you want to give us a call and let us know something you want to hear, or give us a clue about a band that you dig that you think should be on the show, or you just want to yell at us because, you know, we understand that, then phone number is 430-9722. And you can email us at underworld@underworldrock.com. And so you want some music, huh, Kaylee?
Mm-hmm.
How about this one?
Yes.
Right there.
No, wait.
What?
Yeah, that one.
This one?
Yes.
Okay. This is Poisoned by Disorder by Design. It'll take a second. Here it comes.
Every time I try.
Poison by Disorder by Design. Those guys rock. Oh, he's still
love
breathing.
Love the song. I don't have any headphones. Oh, there we go. Woo! Now I can hear you.
Okay.
And I can hear the fan in the background.
All right. Because it is 78.8 degrees outside.
That's enough weather for today already.
Yeah.
Just stop
I'm ready
that.
For fall.
Just stop that.
Just bypass summer and get to fall.
Hey, if there is anybody out there listening, if you're over 21 and you want to give us a call, you should. Because I have got in my hands right now a pair of tickets to see an awesome show. These are, this show is going to be on May 26th. And the bands that are playing, well, Vegas Temper, awesome band. Voodoo Terror Tribe, incredible band. Kype, not familiar with them, but I have it on good authority that they rock. And then the big one, the one we've all been waiting for, because it's their final return, and they happen to be our guests on the show today, Windowpane. So these are I've got two tickets to see Windowpane's return to the Dover Brick House on May 26th. If you are 21 and over, give us a call at 430-9722. And they're yours. What's up over there, Kay?
Just trying to decide what to play.
Okay. Well, how about if we go with what I've got in CD3 there?
Sounds good.
Okay, this is Coven of 13, who I wanted to see last Friday night, but somehow they got canceled off the lineup at Mark's Showplace, which was awful because I was there in my Coven of 13 shirt. I was ready to rock out with them. I've been waiting, you know, I keep on meaning to catch their show, and I missed it.
And that shirt is kind of form-fitting, so...
Well, I had...
That's true.
I had that covered, okay? I wasn't going with the whole, you know, wet-look t-shirt thing, okay?
Gross, ew, and disgusting.
Do you feel like I just gouged something deep into your brain?
No, you've done worse.
Okay.
That wasn't one of your best ones.
All right, I'll try harder.
It was pretty good, but not one of the best.
All right. But anyway...
I'm kind of disappointed in you.
Oh. I'm so stupid.
I know.
What's such a failure.
God.
Freaking idiot.
Okay.
Okay, so this
enough of that.
All right, so this is Green by Coven of 13.
La la la.
That's right. Get some headphones on.
Sorry.
It's all right.
You're slacking.
Yeah.
And what's your deal?
And whose voice is that over there?
That's Fletchy McFletcher.
Fletchy McFletcher.
I like oatmeal. I have diabetes. I get my test strips in the mail.
Hey, Fletch.
How you doing, guys?
Good, hey. Man. How you doing?
Good. It's good to be here. It's good to get out of work early for the day.
Heck yeah.
Yes.
Glad you could make it. It's too bad Jared,
well,
wherever he is,
I don't know. He's missing in action. Missing in action. I've tried to call him all day.
So is... Yeah, I don't know.
Leave a message after the beep. That's what I get.
Well, hey, Jared. Get over here.
Yeah, if you're listening to
we
the radio,
we have coffee
Jared.
For you.
Yes.
That'll get him over here.
It would get me anywhere. Yeah.
So, as I said a few minutes ago, we've got window pane. Actually, we only have a quarter of window pane in the studio right now. We were supposed to have half.
I think technically, though, I'm probably a little over a quarter in the grand scheme of things.
Maybe like a third.
Maybe, right, a third. Scott Murphy's a close second.
Hey, we could play a song from his other band a little later
on. Oh, you got some of that Sake of Reason, do you?
I've got at least one Sake of Reason here.
Nice.
And, yeah, so we could play something by...
They're in the studio right now with that.
Yeah?
Yep, cutting some a little more pro-sounding demos, which that'll be cool, you know?
Nice.
We took, our band, we took 5 months off. You know, we've been recording our album, and all of us have done various little different things, so...
Yeah, well, it kind of... surprised me to see him up on stage in front of the kit,
yeah,
singing with Sake of Reason. Oh boy, it had to have been a couple months ago.
You know, I think the really cool thing about him doing that though is it's going to make him a better background vocalist in our own band. It's going to make his voice stronger.
Oh, no lie,
he'll have more presence. And
yeah, well, he does a good job with the lead vocals. I was really impressed.
Yeah, first time I saw him, he stood in one place with his sunglasses on. And he had a hood on in the beginning of the show, and he didn't move at all. And then, like, the next time I saw him, he was throwing his arm, going, come on up from the back, and all this stuff. I was like, Jesus, front man. He's a front man.
Well, drummers are all drummers, myself included, we're all attention hungry because we sit in the back and nobody... No,
keep
you
your
know,
head low behind the cymbals.
Keep the head low, yeah. So we're all hungry for the attention. So as soon as you get used to being in front of people and screaming for their attention, you do it more and more.
Yeah, so. I was a drummer for 9 years, man. I had to break out. I got sick of carrying them.
Yeah, I swear in my next life I'm going to play harmonica.
Right, exactly. Get a little belt and carry them around. There's a lot of sugar in this coffee.
Woo!
I'm going to get jacked in here. I think that's what
it is. But it's good stuff.
Yep.
Well, hey, give us a call.
Yep.
I'm speaking not to the people in here, but the people out there. Give us a call at 430-WSEA because we've got tickets to...
Free
Yes, we've
tickets.
Got, we, I've got free tickets, courtesy of Mr. Fletcher's.
Mr. Fletcher's?
Mr. Fletcher's.
Fletcher's.
from Fletch.
Gotta do it. It'll be a great show.
Yep, for the return of Windowpane at Dover Brick House, and it's going to be, well, Windowpane, obviously, with Vegas Temper, Kype, and Voodoo Terror Tribe.
Oh, it's going to be
good. Oh, 21 plus.
21 plus on May 26th. That is an awesome, awesome lineup. So if you're over 21 and you dig Windowpane, then give us a call. We'll give you the tickets. That's all there is to it. And we're going to start playing some Windowpane here in a minute, but first we're going to do something different. Because that's the way I roll, dog.
Holla.
Holla. Where are we again?
In the ghetto.
Right? Up next we have Fergie. Dun, 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 dun.
That's just wrong.
I know.
Now, up next, this is the first time we'll have ever played this band on the show. And actually... This is Jonathan's Distortion. Just got contacted by them on MySpace the other day, as a matter of fact, and I've got them lined up to be our guests on this show on the 29th, Tuesday the 29th of May. And I know that they're also this recording is live. I don't know where it was recording, but it's live, so you know, take that for what it's worth. It sounds, as a live recording goes, it sounds really good. And they are recording in the same studio that Killswitch Engage does their recording in, which I understand is also the same studio that Q is trying to.
Is it the something farms something?
I don't know
the
name,
right?
Of it. Yeah. Yeah, I know that I was talking to Missy from Q the other day, and she says that that they're trying to get the rest of their disc, their next disc, all worked out. Hope to have that done by July.
Yeah, a lot. Actually, all the Vegas Temper guys got new stuff coming out. We got new stuff coming out.
Awesome.
Q's got new stuff coming out.
It only took you guys 2 years.
It's going to be the summer of love, baby. Summer of love. Joe O'Brien will be reaping the benefits.
New England style. All right, so anyway, this is Jonathan's Distortion, and this song is called Degree in Failing.
Oh,
I say they stink.
Yeah, those guys suck. I don't like them at all. No, that's fine. Don't talk.
Who was that, anyway?
I don't know.
Was that Jethro Tull?
Something like that.
I thought I heard a flute.
I thought it was like Elvis Costello or something.
Maybe. And the Attractions? That has been. It's quite an attraction, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, anybody who knows anything knows that that was you.
Anybody who's
that was
anybody.
Windowpane with Threshold.
Might have
some
been.
Of their old, one of their old tunes.
Old.
Because we've been waiting forever.
God, if only he could
forever
still sing.
Forever and
like
ever and ever. Yeah, he just doesn't have it anymore. That's
it's
what
all
I heard.
Washed up.
That's what I heard.
Has been.
It's been 5 months, man. I tell you, we've been hiding low, boy. People, I've been to people, when's that CD coming? When's it coming? Well, I mean, it's...
Oh, I know. It's a highly anticipated disc.
I can actually tell you the guy is working on it right this second as we speak. He's mixing stuff down and it's about half done. It's and then, you know, we just got to master it, which is getting mastered right up the road. And we're using this return gig on the 26th, you know, just to make a little cash, man, to help put that thing out. You know, it's yeah. definitely not cheap. We got
now,
the
is that a release party as well?
Nope.
Not the release party.
Not the release party,
just
nope.
the return of Windowpane.
Yes, the release party will probably be in about a month, I'd say. A month from that show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we got to take the money that we make from that, and Joe O'Brien, the guy at the Rat Pack Records, is going to help us with the rest of it, and we got to re-sign a contract with him because our old one expired, and then it'll be out. Boom.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, I just saw him Friday night.
Yeah, was he drunk?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Was he ever.
He's got that big rock show now. He's a big DJ.
Oh, yeah.
He gets all...
Oh, he's the one with the internet show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean that lucky guy that gets to meet all the famous cool people?
You know, I don't know. You know, it's a mystery to me how he did it, dude. You know how that guy does
yeah,
it?
Just
he
out
does
of
it
the
by
blue.
Being a cool guy. Yeah. You know, being he promoted shows in Nashua and Manchester for a long time, and he would get some of those, whether they be Puppy National acts or... You know, I hate to say it, Over the Hill National Acts or whatever you want to call yeah. it, you know, that would come into these clubs and he built a reputation with them, treated them nice, fed them some drinks and some food. And then when it came time to call on them, he called on them and they're all like, sure, we'll help you out. And it's
yeah.
like, what? You got the typo negative guy on there?
Actually,
give me a break.
Yeah, actually, well, and the lead singer of Iced Earth,
yeah.
who used to sing
Tim
with
Owens.
Priest.
Yeah, Ripper Owens.
Yeah, and... yeah, we had him, well, we called him up last week when we had Never Say Never in here.
Yeah.
And talked with him for a while about the big rock show. And
really?
Yeah.
Not Tim Owens.
No.
No. Right. No, Joel.
That's cool.
Joe.
That's cool.
Jojo.
Get back, Jojo.
He's a good guy. He's very passionate about what he does. He definitely believes in all of us bands that are on his label. And I mean, I think that's what it takes, you know?
Yeah. Well, he was having a pretty good time, Friday night. I can verify
me.
That. Stop it. What, does that one smell? You got to wonder when somebody
smelling
starts...
smelling the microphone.
When somebody starts trading windscreens on you, you got to wonder why.
Right, this one smells like cheese. What's with the cheese?
This one smells like armpit. Stop rubbing the microphones on your armpits, Kaylee.
I didn't do anything.
It was me. It is a hot day. It is hot and sweaty.
I hear they're super absorbent.
Well, nobody's responding to my pleas for phone calls. So maybe
yeah.
if you let
ridiculous.
Them know that you would personally put the tickets in their hands, Fletch, maybe somebody would call up.
I will if they want to come down. Yeah, if they want to call up and come on down here and get them, I'll nothing says job well done like a firm pat on the backside. I'll give you one of those and give you some tickets and. And I don't know. Maybe I'll do a little dance or something just to entertain you so you feel like it's worth it, actually. But really, I mean, it is going to be $10 to get in that night. So if you don't want to spend the $10 and you want to spend it on other more important things, beer, whatever it may be, you know, hey, why not?
Slow.
We could probably throw in like a t-shirt or a CD or something, too.
Win a date with Fletch. Win a pizza. Win a pizza with Fletch in his camper.
Beer.
You are so...
I know.
That
I
was
get
like
there
10
eventually.
Minutes ago.
I know.
That's all right. That was good, though. That was good. Do you got a bunch of those? That's
oh,
great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got hundreds of those.
Nice. That's good.
Not that we can ever find him when it comes time. So
right.
It ends up coming
it's
in
It's the
late.
Thought that counts, though,
hey,
really.
I say we play something from your upcoming disc. Something brand new.
Fat trouble.
Something that's never been heard.
I'm
something
all for
brand
it.
spanking new.
It is brand new. And we're very, very excited, you know. I mean, it sounds good. We're very happy with it. You know, it'll be nice to have some product that we can push and just promote and sell online. You know, just, I mean, because it really is about spreading the word. I mean, the more people that get that thing in their hand, you know, if we can create some sort of demand elsewhere for us, you know, people wanting us to come out there, hell, we'll go.
Yeah.
We'll go.
What song? Number one or number two?
Number one.
Yeah, we should probably do one? Number one. Number one's the one that punches you in the face a little bit. Number
All right.
Two, number two does too, but it's a little laid back at first. So the first, yeah, we'll do the number one. Number one's all alone.
Okay.
So, all right. So first time anywhere.
Oof. Yeah.
Brand new window pane.
Fresh.
Hold on, I gotta remember where I put it. Found it. I found it. Okay.
I have that problem.
You lose things?
Yeah.
When you put them away, you lose them?
I do. I'm worse than an old man.
Okay. This is brand new window pane. The song's called All Alone. You came up with that crap?
That sucked.
Yeah, I know.
I am so disappointed.
I know.
I'm ashamed to put that on my show.
It still smells like cheese. It smells more like cheese now.
No, that was awesome, Fletch.
Thank you, man. It was definitely, you know, we took those 5 months and we just really didn't. We played one party, I think, during that 5 months. And you know what, man? We stunk because we didn't practice, dude. We sounded like garbage. But, you know, other than that, we've just been recording. You know, we figured if we didn't just stop what we were doing, do it, then, you know, it would never get done.
Well, you know, first listen through there. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Sounded like the window pane we've been waiting to hear.
The more you listen to it, the worse it sounds.
Well, of course. Oh man, where is this?
What?
I'm trying to find.
What?
Oh, let's look here.
What?
I know that I have something from Two Sided Season.
Dad, I already have it in.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Those guys, I think the Two Sided Season plays, I think, June 6th, I think, maybe, at the Brick House with Mongrel and Grit and.
Let's see what this was.
Someone else?
Okay, it's from Corey. What the hell is that? Some guy named Al.
That's their guitarist. Some guy named Al.
Okay. All right, so here's what I was looking for. Because this one is this Friday.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
This looks pretty fun. This is, we are doing Two Sided Season next, right? Okay, so Friday, May 11th, at the Asylum in Portland, Maine.
Awesome, that's a great
place.
Club.
Oh, it is. That place, I could live there.
It's huge.
Is it 21?
Yes. Yes.
This sucks.
This show
nothing
will be...
Nothing for you. Nothing.
I know.
You get nothing.
Tommy,
I know.
Tommy Coma, Two Sided Season, and what does that say? Lime for change?
I'd say time.
it looks revenge. Like an L. Probably, I think it's time for change.
Change?
Yeah. Sometimes when they use those gothic
stuff. Metal bands, I know. They use all this cryptic fonts, and it's like, what are these guys? Blah, blah, blah.
Lime for
charge.
Cerveza?
Lime for cerveza. Lime for cerveza. Who made this flyer with Arlie Ermey on it? Drop me a line on the windowpane site.
Now I'm going too slow again.
What's your windowpane site? Windowpane.com?
No, we don't have a regular website. We just use that MySpace. The heck with the regular.
MySpace.com/windowpane.
Yes. We'll probably get a website going when the CD comes out. So we'll give it to Joe O'Brien.
Yeah, I think
it's
going to be time.
Yep. And then he'll be like, oh, you guys really are a big deal. And we'll be like, yeah. Tony, build us a website.
Let's listen to Two Sided Season. What song do you have?
Okay, I have Deliver to Sorrow, and that's in this one.
Yes.
These guys are in the studio right now.
Yeah.
New stuff coming.
Yep, and they've been putting videos all over MySpace, too.
Have they?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cutting your mics.
All right. I'm
always gets in the way. Don't talk about it, bury it away. Accept your award on the stage and reach for present days while we fight to keep them safe. Locked away in oxygen and shot. Fall down on my knees for an answer. I keep searching for a cure to this disease that they call hate. Am I unwell? Am I unwell? Only time. Only time will push back the rage that I feel inside. Swallow my sickness. Swallow my pride.
Right, that was Mindset X with Unwell, and before that was We Are I, and the song's called Inside, and that's all I got.
Mindset X they played an awesome show to a very appreciative crowd last Friday night at Mark's. They were on the second stage over there, and they were on their first song when I walked in. And so I got to see pretty much the whole thing, but man, every time I see those guys, I'm more impressed. I just really dig them a lot.
Hardworking guys.
Yeah, and for a trio, they've got a lot going on in their music.
Yeah, three piece. Yeah, yep. That's cool too. When you can do that and be a three piece band, that's always cool.
Yeah.
Less is more. You know that whole approach.
Yeah. Well, they. I don't know. I really dig them. So, and Jerry was so mean to Kaylee when they were here.
That's what she
was
said.
So funny to me.
What did you call him?
I didn't call him anything.
You called him a big meanie head or something?
Oh.
Jerry's a big meanie head.
Said he was being a big meanie head.
What are
you doing touching my board?
I'll touch it. Get your... You got nothing. You got nothing. Jeez, don't mess with a dad on that one, Kaylee. I know nobody at home knows what's going on here, but it don't matter.
He's mean.
Yes, I am.
Papa laid the smack down.
I came back from that show, and I said to Kaylee, yeah, I saw your arch nemesis at Mark's. And she's like, who? I said, Jerry. Jerry? The bassist. Oh, Jerry. He's mean. But he's not my arch nemesis. Like, okay, whatever. It was a joke.
Right. That's funny. They put that album out quick, too, man. That album.
Generation RX.
It was like one day, you know, we're recording a new album. I was like, you doing what? You just put out an album 6 months ago. Yeah, we're doing another one. Then, boom, here it is. It's out. Takes us 2 years.
Physics wasn't out all that long before Generation RX came out.
Takes us 2 years. Takes them 2 months. Go figure, huh?
Well, they've got...
Steve, what is the secret? Oh, he's got a studio in his basement. That's the secret right there. Aha!
Yes. those guys, they kill me, but they really did an awesome show. So, Kaylee.
What?
What you digging through over there?
I'm seeing when this one came out. I'm assuming this year.
Generation RX? That, yeah. It was just a couple months ago.
Yeah. Physics is from 2005.
Okay.
Just out of curiosity, I was looking.
It was late 2005 then.
Yeah. That one came out like in March, Kaylee. It was like 3 weeks before they were on the show is when they released that.
Okay.
Come on, don't you remember? Get it together, will you?
I don't remember anything from this morning.
Use your head.
You're like an old man too then.
Yeah.
Like an old man.
Something
she is
like that.
Just like an old man.
Forget you. Something else that we were going to talk about?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't have any.
Don't start any forest fires. That's big right now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's hot
right
and
now?
Dry.
If you're down in Georgia, holy cow.
Right?
Hey, the temperature went down, though. 2 degrees.
What is it out right now?
76.6.
Ooh, it's nice. It's nice here in Portsmouth. There's a sea breeze.
Hey, you could do the weather. We could do the weather with Fletch.
The real deal sea
breeze. Yeah, here, we'll let...
Make it interesting.
Not the product.
All right, hang on. We're getting there.
Get to the friggin' page already.
Shut up,
kid. Think you could go faster than that.
I can't, though. There.
Where is it?
You suck.
Here's the weather with Sean Fletcher.
Nice. It's tonight. Where are we? Where do we start? Right here? Tonight?
Anywhere you want.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
It says hazardous weather outlook, red flag warning. What the heck's that all about?
I don't know. Let's see.
We're going to check on this real quick here before we... Red flag.
Oh, just like you said, very dry and breezy. Increase the fire danger again.
Look at that. Look at that. I am Smokey the Bear, man. I'm telling you right now. Red flag warning. National Weather Service. This is very dry and breezy. Conditions will increase the fire danger again today. A very dry west to southwest flow will continue today, resulting in dangerous fire conditions. It's horrible. Throughout the region.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. And I'm chuckling.
We're all going to die. Well, everybody panic.
The red flag. The red flag warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. EDT this evening. So, yeah. Whatever. Don't throw cigarettes out your window.
Yeah.
Or you'll be in trouble.
Yeah.
And tonight, it's going to be clear with the low around 48. Just nice. Open your windows. Southwest wind between 9 and 16 miles an hour. Of course, tomorrow you're going to wake up. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 79. West wind 7 to 9 miles an hour becoming south. So is that far enough, Wednesday night?
That's good enough for me.
Well, Wednesday night, when you go out to the Brick House, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low around 59.
Who's going to be at the Brick House?
It is Exhale, Trips Pond.
It's not working. There's no light.
And crap. I don't know.
I've got some Exhale.
Yeah, Exhale. Yeah. They're going to be there. Exhale, Trips Pond, too. They're actually managed by the same guys that managed We Are I.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, the
band formerly known as We Are
Right.
I.
Well, you could, now when you play them, you can call them We Were I.
Oh.
But Rich Chamberlain, if you're listening, come play guitar in my band too. We could always use a second fiddle.
He is quite a guitarist.
Oh, he's unbelievable, dude. You know that kid? I used to run lights in a cover band of his way back in the day called Just Ed. And, you know, we used to drive all over the place. And then he got in a bad car accident and, like, smushed his brain and had water on the brain. And they thought he was going to die. And they had to, like, let all this fluid out of his brain. He had
it's
to
a feel-good
re-teach
story.
Him. Yeah, but he had to reteach himself how to play guitar.
Oh, man.
So, you know, he's come a long way. So, fortune has shined on the bum of Rich Chamberlain, that's for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. It was at one of the shows at Brick House where I got this disc from Exhale. Let's see. They're all clean. They're all good.
Pick one.
Oh, I have this too. Yes.
Yeah? Do you have any favorites?
I mean, you can't go wrong with number one, you know, because that's the one that's supposedly like, hey, this is us right here, straight up front.
True story. It's right there on their demo. All right. So this is Now or Never by Exhale, and you can catch them tomorrow night.
Is that like, it's now or never?
At the Dover Brick House.
Come home.
I'm being serenaded by Fletch.
I think it's a different Now or Never. But
I get lost in your eyes, Fletch.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Jackie, can you come pick me up, please? I don't feel safe anymore.
It was the store 24 sandwich. It did me in.
What?
Oh.
I had a store 24 sandwich. I think it was, they put something in it.
Oh.
We also have to do a quick station ID.
When do you ever do that?
We do it every time.
This is the Underworld, and you are listening to WSEALP Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio 4309-722.
Happy? Beautiful. They look nice and fast. I like that.
It's like the guy in the Micro Machines commercials. Ooh. Remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is The Underworld. Our website is underworldrock.com.
You need to get email address underworld@underworldrock.com.
You need to get one of those. Doom, doom, doom.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Look, all that we've got is this. That's
almost
all we've
the
got.
Same.
Excuse me.
And then we've got things like this. Hang on. I've got to find the right.
Was that one nasty? What is nasty?
Oh, that.
Can we play that one?
Oh, that is nasty.
Nasty.
No, I was looking for Kaylee's favorite one.
We're using the power of rock and roll to change the world!
Yeah!
Woo!
What is that from?
It's from South Park.
Nice.
Oh, and here's my favorite one.
Oh. It's Ritalin for all of you.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
They're passing it out like candy.
So.
I'll take two.
While you guys are goofing off over there, I'm going to play the song.
Okay, we're going to run amok.
Okay.
All right.
All righty.
What is it again? Exhale.
Yeah,
exhale,
now
or
never.
Or never.
Thank you.
So, Fletch remembered who else is going to be playing that show with Exhale tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be Resonate.
Resonate, the band that we started the show with. Well, it was actually a little bit before the show actually started, but yeah, Resonate's they're awesome.
They're a powerful, powerful doom metal band. They will tear your head off.
In a very good way.
Yes, in a rock and roll sense, of course.
Face melting acid metal or whatever.
Yeah, actually, I changed that. Did you notice that?
No.
It now says Grady Fox is a madman. And we can go into it if you. Anyway, the Rat Pack had their 3-year anniversary party.
Yeah.
I got a hotel room. I went down, sang with the Hour Pass guys, and I brought my friend Grady Fox down there with me. And Grady Fox commenced to getting real drunk and drooling on everybody's girlfriend and smashing a picture in the hotel room, and just it was hellacious for a few moments there. So I've changed it to Grady Fox as a madman. But you know, we still play the face melting acid metal muha or whatever it's called.
Excellent.
That whole thing just reminded me of I don't know, had not that it reminded me, but just brought to mind Spinal Tap. This guy, you know, yeah. Rock and roll.
Right.
I was just breaking up things and drooling on girlfriends. And
I just didn't understand it. I mean, I'm the one in the rock band. If someone's supposed to break something in the hotel
it's
room,
it's
supposed to be me.
Yeah.
If I can hold it together, geez, I'm hold it together, will you, please?
Well, I want to hear your other tune, your other brand new tune.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm all for it.
All right, what's this one called, Kaylee?
The Sacrifice.
This one is, have you ever seen the video we got on our MySpace page, like our video from the Brick House that we did?
Yeah. I've got it on my MySpace page.
Okay, well, this is that song, just it's done right with all the stuff it's supposed to have in it, and it's got, the ending is very different. And it's cool. That's a good thing about going in the studio. You can take what you do live and experiment with it a little bit, you know, because it is the studio. It allows you that room to fart around, shall we say.
Okay.
Okay, so the Sacrifice.
Did not want to leave. Make pretend I never.
that came out. Awesome, Fletch.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is anybody just tuning in? Kaylee and I are here. This is The Underworld, and the other voice you hear is Sean Fletcher, the voice of Windowpane. We just got done listening to the brand new studio recording of The Sacrifice from Windowpane. Thank you, Kaylee.
Thank you.
Oh, and just as a public service to everybody, I got to say, if anybody knows anybody who works at Dunkin' Donuts, you need to tell them that iced coffee has to be stirred or the sugar doesn't dissolve.
It just stays at the bottom and turns into syrup.
It just stays at the bottom, then you're chewing it all the time.
Yeah.
So please, Dunkies, coffee is so important, and you do it so well. Stir the iced coffee.
You know what I like to do when I get them? There's two things I'll do. I'll either, if I forget to do the first thing, the first thing I'll do is I'll say, can you melt the sugar a little bit, put a little hot coffee in it, maybe swirl it around?
Yeah, because then it'll actually dissolve.
Right. Or the other thing I do is, like, right when you get it, before you crack your straw into it, you can take, like, a napkin or a paper towel and put it right over the top of it and just give it a good solid shake, man. Mix that stuff right up in it.
My luck, see, I could see how that could work really well. My luck, I would end up with, what is this, like 24 ounces
probably
of iced coffee on myself.
Yes.
Yes.
You can also see how it wouldn't work very well.
Yes.
Did you pee your pants? No, it's that Dunkin' Donuts, man. They don't melt the sugar.
It's all the sugar's fault.
Yes. It is.
See, and they're used to having coffee that somehow, although it, you know, it can't happen at normal atmospheric pressure. They give you coffee that's 240 degrees.
That's because it stays fresher longer that way.
It does, and it tastes awesome. It just takes...
You have to wait 45 minutes for it to cool.
It takes 45 minutes before it cools, you know, to subplasmic temperatures so that you can drink it. But awesome coffee, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good stuff. America runs on Dunkin's.
Yes.
Did I sound
it says
like,
so right there.
Did I sound like John Goodman? Did you notice John Goodman does the commercials for those things now? What's that guy doing? King Ralph didn't work out too well, buddy.
I don't know. He's still making good money with that stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
I wouldn't mind his gig.
I love him in The Big Lebowski. You see that movie?
I never saw that one.
Oh, my God. See it. I'd quote a line, but there's like 10 F-bombs in every line.
So. Yeah, that wouldn't be...
not.
Let me get the beeper ready.
Right, yeah.
No, then you just have the beep and the swear.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, then you hear beepy swearing. All right.
All right, do you want to play something from over there?
Yeah, I'm going to play three in a row from over here.
Three bangers.
Yeah, yeah. This is the three that I have lined up. We played for the first time on the show last week, so these three are getting their second play today. See how that works? See the math thing?
Yes.
See what I did there?
Triple shot Tuesday.
Yep, so this is Maniacal with Master of Disaster.
I love these guys.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Great band. Dover Boys.
Yep. Twisted Roots with The Seed.
Another great band. Saw them this weekend. They kick butt. Their singer can sing his butt off.
I've only seen them once, but they were awesome. And now I'm forgetting what the name of this other song is, even though it's right here. Oh, and then This Time by Tester.
Tester. I'm looking forward to this. These Tester guys, they probably need a date at the Brick House because I don't know them.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Send them my way.
Yeah, here. All right, here it comes.
Transformation. was born in the long winter. Thaws at the watering hole. She was leaning over, drinking water, when the crocodile pulled her in.
In the panic, he dropped the buggy, ran to the mills to find the evidence. Surely he knows what to do. He said, this is just a test to see if you are worthy of my daughter and the CGO.
Turn yourself!
The three for three for three for on the underworld.
Three for triple shot Tuesday.
There you go. So who was that?
That was Tester, the last one. Just before that was Twisted Roots, and before that was Maniacal. Three awesome bands.
Quality and, rock and roll.
Yes, indeed. The only kind of rock and roll you find on the underworld, and as with all the bands we play, local guys, and they kick butt. Now, Kaylee.
What?
While I take care of this over here, I want you to find the card for Black Knight Meditations.
Yep.
All right? Groovy. Thanks, kid. All right. Now, I've decided, because I can't always find anybody worthy of partying with in the news, that I'm just going to change things up as I feel like, you know, whenever I feel like, just like I do with everything.
Did you say party in the nude?
Yeah, that's what news. I said.
Oh, news.
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 Yeah. See, I try to find somebody who just sounds so cool, I got to try to, you know, that I'd love to party with them. But I can't find any, I can't always find someone. So, but it's always easy to find people who are stupid. Because no matter what, stupidity is a universal thing.
Oh, absolutely.
It's around you so much. You can't
worldwide
even,
epidemic.
Yes. And so, so I'm going to call this one the attempted Darwin of the day, because unfortunately, this idiot didn't quite finish himself off. But when you're this dumb, it's only a matter of time. So, so here it is. This is from the UK Guardian, and it's from Indiana. So this is from Merrillville, Indiana. A man found trapped unconscious beneath a 1,000-pound tombstone in a cemetery faces charges and might have to pay for damages. I hope he does. Michael David Schreiber, remember that name. If you ever see that he's getting on a plane with you, then you're going to want to switch planes.
Yes, get off.
Yes. Michael David Schreiber's legs were broken by the stone.
Well, just laughing.
I'm laughing already. And the family name on the gravestone left the letter V imprinted on his thigh. It took five officers to remove the headstone from Schreiber's body Sunday morning at Calumet Park Cemetery. Schreiber, 22, of Merrillville, faces charges of criminal trespassing, criminal mischief, and, this is going to be a big surprise, public intoxication.
Nuh-uh.
Said.
Come
liar.
He also might be ordered to pay for damage to 14 headstones. I think he's...
If you look at it, the one out of 14 to drop it on yourself, that's not bad odds, right?
Right? He picked the 1,000-pounder, though.
What's his name?
Dum Dum.
Michael David Schreiber.
So here's to you, Michael David Schreiber, Darwin of the day.
You moron. Yeah, Schreiber told police he and a companion had been drinking before going to the cemetery. There's a surprise. He'd been trapped in a headstone for more than 3 hours before police arrived. Apparently, his buddy just bailed.
Right? Yeah, left him under the 1,000-pound stone.
Looks
no
like
big
you're,
deal.
Hey, buddy, you're screwed.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm taking the beers with me.
It was fun and all, but you know.
Oh man! Sometimes justice just happens so swiftly that it just makes me laugh.
It's karma.
It is. Now, I want to remind everybody that tonight, like every Tuesday, we have a great show on WSEA, Black Knight Meditations, a heathenish foray along the shining path, oral ruminations of black, death, speed, thrash, gothic, doom, power, prog, shred, and traditional metal, not broadcast via conventional nor commercial airwaves, every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. For more information and playlists, you can go to www.blacknightmeditations.com.
You're such a dork.
Thanks for helping, Kay.
No problem.
I love you
too.
That's
what I'm here for.
That's my kid. That's my girl. What's your problem? What did I do that you're calling me a dork?
I don't know. You're just there. You're existing. Is that a problem? Oh, she's come on. You can do better than
that. She's grumpy today.
She is. What's your problem? You're mean.
I ran out of coffee.
No one's calling for these darn tickets. That's
yeah,
the problem.
Yeah, somebody call. We've got tickets. We've got Sean Fletcher, the voice of Windowpane, sitting here with us, and he's got tickets to the Windowpane, the return of Windowpane.
The triumphant return. It's
yes,
going to be a huge
May
show.
May 26th at the Dover Brick House, and it is a huge show. There's Kype, Vegas Temper, Voodoo Terror Tribe, and finally, the return of Windowpane.
Finally, 5 months
and
off.
Man, when you guys play the Brick House, you always have a packed crowd of rabid Windowpane fans.
Yep, it's going to erupt.
It's
in there,
always
May
a lot
26.
Of fun.
Erupt. It's the only word I can think of to describe it.
So if you want some of these tickets, that you know,
it's better than paying the $10.
It's better than paying. Yeah, yeah. Give us
like
a call, 430-9722. We'll hook you up.
If you come down and pick them up before 5 o'clock, I got a little baby powder here. I'll powder your backside, and we'll make sure you're clean and dry for the upcoming week.
That was so creepy.
Hey, Kaylee, you got some more music?
Yes.
What you got?
How about Raised to Ashes?
Well done, by the way.
I don't know where it comes from. Where does it come from?
Raised to Ashes, awesome. And did you have some Product 62 to play after that?
Yeah.
Awesome. So let's just do those one after the other.
Okay.
All right.
So Raised to Ashes is My Country Right or Wrong. That's next. And after that, what is it? What is it, Dad?
It's Product 62.
I didn't write it down. I put it in, but I didn't write it down. So stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. More music next. More good rock and roll soon.
Anytime now.
the neutral land.
The in-between.
Freedom without justice, lady, yourself.
Frustrated and shame.
Try to make sense of this sensitive, insecure. Start over again.
Lost pride, lost sight of this questioning thought of what all this means. Perpetually clouded, shaded in shame. Inside without being sought or seen.
Freedom without justice, lady, yourself. Frustrated and shame. Try to make sense of this sensitive insecure. Start it over again.
What if I can't? What if I did? What if it won't? What if you just take that step and deal with it when you find out?
It all without justice, lady, yourself. Frustrated and shame. Try to make sense of this sensitive, insecure. Start it over again.
Justice, lady, yourself.
Frustrated and shame.
Try to make sense of this sensitive, insecure.
Start over again.
We don't without justice, lady, yourself.
Frustrated and shame.
Try to make sense of this sensitive, insecure.
Start it over again.
Like a
This is a personal message from me to Jared Streeter. You suck.
Amen. You know, I saw online there's a t-shirt that says, Jared is a traitor, right? And they're talking about the Subway guy, but man, I want that shirt. Jared is a traitor.
We didn't need you here anyways, Jared.
That's right.
We
drank your coffee.
That's your real name.
I'm witty enough for the both of you.
Although he really did help us out when Jake and the Jakes played live here.
Yes. Yeah, he did.
Much
but
appreciated.
He still sucks. Yeah. Actually, if he had come in here, I was going to the night that you guys came over to help out with Jake and the Jakes,
yeah.
He was starving. And I wanted to buy him a pizza, and I was flat broke. So if he had walked in, I was going to excuse myself for a moment to go order a pizza so I could give him a pizza. Because I still feel so bad about him starving and having to buy his own pizza when he was hooking us up like that.
Well, now he has no day job, so he's really a bum. So I'm sure all the pizza you can offer, he'll take it, man.
Or you could just invite him over to the house.
Do you think I want Jared Streeter in my house?
Yeah, no, you don't want that.
He smells. Drinking all my beer.
Smells. Farting. Disgusting.
Plus, he sucks. We didn't need him here anyway. Jared.
Thanks for having me over. Sorry.
Nah, it's too bad he couldn't make it. And he did some awesome bass work on those new tunes.
He's the man.
Oh, man. My congratulations on both of those tunes. Those sound awesome.
Thank you, buddy. And more to come. It should be out, like I said, about a month. And don't forget, May 26th, we're down the Dover Brick House. Come on down. You're the next contestant on Let's Get Your Face Rocked Off.
And then tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Exhale. Resonate.
Crap. Exhale. Resonate.
And other great artists.
TBA. Well, thanks a lot for coming today.
It was a good time. Thank you for having me.
Anytime you want to come back, man. You just show up.
All right, man.
That's all it takes.
Next time, Ivana says no booze. Next time, I'm bringing beer. It was wine in the fridge. I saw it.
All right, I'm there with you, man.
All right,
I'm drinking. Okay.
Hey, and I think next week I've got Skama Sutra on the show. Skama
Sutra.
Groovy Portsmouth or Exeter ska band. I think it's either next week or the week after, but I think it's next week. I'll have to, if I'm wrong, then you people will deal with it. If not,
clever.
We have to play the stupid calendar.
Stupid calendar.
So, till next week. Thanks again, Fletch.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Hey, next week.
Calendar time.
Oh.